Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So we talked about Cardi B had thrown her microphone at the girl in the crowd who threw water on her.
Right.
Which, by the way, did you see any of the footage that came out after that about Cardi encouraging people to throw water before that incident?
What?
I saw that.
Oh, well, she was saying, try me. I dare you. She was going, I dare you, try me.
Oh, but I saw, like, water and things being thrown, and then I'm like, and then later just hit her.
Huh.
And I was like, this whole thing is messy. Either way, they decided that Cardi B will not be charged. And that's good, because she shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Because if you throw it at me, I'm throwing my microphone at you, too. I'm sorry.
Come on now.
It's just not going to happen at all. But on top of everything going on with them deciding, okay, Cardi B's not going to be charged with assault or anything, the microphone that she threw at that fan is now going to be auctioned off for charity.
No, it's not.
As of last night, it was at $99,000.
Golly. Yo, that's got to be one of the most expensive microphones right now.
Hey, where'd this come from? This is the microphone Cardi B threw.
You see that dent right there? That's when it hit old girl. That was the boom you heard.
See the water stain? That's when it hit the cup.
The mic doesn't even work anymore. Water damage.
I love it. Doja Cat. Okay.
I ain't even mad at it, man. Paint the town red. Some new Doja Cat in Odyssey World Premiere.
It is. And I got to say, I haven't had a Doja Cat song I don't like. So not surprised I like it.
Yeah, I feel that, man. Mm-hmm. It's all got some bop to it. And this one ain't no different.
Hit. We have your last chance at Jonas Brothers tickets this morning at 7:45, by the way.
Oh, my goodness. So, it's the last chance?
Last chance. Well, this week.
Well,
you never know.
You never know. For the week for sure.
Mm-hmm. So I did it last night.
What'd you do?
You know what I did.
Oh.
I did it.
You did it?
I did it.
It.
I was afraid to do it and I did it.
You did it.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I'll tell you what I did next though. I'm going to save it. And I liked it.
Oh, what?
I did it and I liked it, DZ.
Made my voice crack.
I did it.
You did it.
Yay.
Yay, Allie. Yay. You did it.
I tried something new.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I did it.
Gold star out.
Thanks, DZ. 103.7 Kiss FM. If you missed it this week, I've been talking about how I got invited to play beach volleyball last night down at Bradford Beach.
Right, right.
And I was like, hail to the gnaw. But I kind of was curious and I kind of wanted to do it.
Yeah, challenge yourself a little bit, but then you were also looking for excuses not to.
100 excuses. I was looking for every excuse in the book not to go.
But you agreed.
I agreed
to go.
And I went.
Last night. How did it go?
It was fun.
Yeah.
I had a good time. And everyone's like, wasn't that fun? I'm like, yeah. Because, you know, I hate admitting I'm wrong.
Don't make me say it.
It's like, fine. It was fun.
A little.
Fine. I liked it. I'll admit it.
I had a good time.
Allie, what'd you think?
I didn't hate it. It was decent.
It's so true.
It was double decent. Won't say it was good. It was double decent.
It was double D, man. I will say that going down to Bradford Beach, which I hadn't been to in a long time. I go downtown all the time, but I don't go down to the beach where the volleyball is.
Stop at the beach, right.
There's like, you know, three tiki bars down there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of life down there.
50 volleyball courts, yeah.
But because there's so much life and all these people playing volleyball and people at the beach, there's no parking.
Oh.
So, DZ, we were supposed to start. We had four games. So my friend asked me to play on his league. And I said, okay. So I brought another one of my girlfriends. And we were supposed to be there at 5:30.
Okay.
The game was at 6.
Oh, bet.
At 5:57. I'm still
looking for parking
on Lake Memorial Drive. And if you get too far down, on Lake Memorial Drive, you can't turn around.
Oh, no, it's a wrap. You got to go up the hill and back down.
I'm like in Whitefish Bay cussing everybody out. I'm in Shorewood. I'm mad.
Can I park here? Can you give me a ride?
Can you give me a ride back to the beach? Like, I was so mad.
Yo.
And somebody said, I don't know, something was going on, but I couldn't believe how much traffic there was by the lake. And so even though I was had left later, it took way longer to get down there. And so I called my friend. I go, I don't think we're going to make it. Like, I don't even know where to put my car. There's nowhere to go.
And he was like, yeah, sure, Allie. Okay.
He's like, we have till 6:10.
Oh.
So I'm like, okay.
Oh. Oh, before y'all got a forfeit. Before, like, because they were waiting for you guys. They didn't have enough players without y'all.
Ding, ding.
Oh!
They're waiting on us.
Right. You missed warm-ups. You're still in the car.
It's 5:57, and right. We're in the car, and we have not parked.
Yikes.
And so, finally, I whip a U-ey in Shorewood. Mm-hmm. I come back down to the beach, and I park. We run. We get in. We literally walked up 6:09. I was walking up to the volleyball court. And I don't know any of these people except my friend who invited me to play.
Right.
Nobody. Not on our team, not on their team. I'm mortified.
You ain't even have time for introductions.
Nothing.
You walked into a bump. Like, literally, they said, Allie Bump.
Yes.
You're walking up. They said, we're playing right now.
I didn't know the rules. I didn't know how many points we were playing to. I didn't know where I was supposed to stand. I didn't know if I was allowed to hit it more than 3 times.
What do I do with my hands?
What do I do? Like, no clue. That was it.
So you were just standing there and
jumped
like,
in?
Did you feel like just a body, or would you get into it?
I got into it.
Because at the end of it, it's volleyball. Bump, set, spike.
And you know I'm competitive, so I got into
it.
Hell
yeah.
And at the end, I was really liking it. At the end, I was like, because we were kind of subbing in and out, and I was like, oh, I could play this whole thing, and I don't need a sub in and out anymore.
I don't need a sub. I got this.
Yes, and then you get really cocky, and you're like, I'm so much better than all of you, and you're not.
I am the captain now.
Move out of my way. First, you don't want to hit it, which was kind of the vibe I had. Like, somebody else get it. By the end, I'm like, move out of the way.
This is my dig.
Got it. So I did it, and we won one of the 4 games, I think.
I think.
I don't know.
Hey, we're going to say it. Y'all won one of the 4 games.
And now I played in a volleyball league at Bradford Beach. I've had that experience, and it was fun.
Question.
Yes.
Would you go back?
Yes. Because
that was a new experience for you. How many times do you not have that new experience throughout the week where we do the same routine, get through it. This was something brand new right here, right now.
It was
right?
fun.
Would you go again?
100%.
Let's go.
And there was just so much. It was a lot of people, a lot of life, and a lot of hot people.
It's beach.
The view was fine.
Plenty
I was
Kens.
Enjoying myself.
Plenty Kens out there.
A lot of Kens.
They're Kenuff.
There are a lot of Kens. There was a lot of Kens at the beach.
Well, what
yesterday.
Does Ken do? Ken Beach.
Surfboard.
That's his profession. Ken, he's beach. A professional beach.
If you've seen Barbie, you get the joke.
You know what it is. If you haven't, go see it.
All right. So that's my story for you. That's the whole. That's it.
Can I come watch next time?
There's not a next time.
You said you'd play again.
I said I would play again if somebody invited me.
Guess who's going to get another invite?
No. No.
Okay.
But I would do a league. Like I said to my friend, I said, we should be in a league next summer. We're total league people. Because I live off the social vibe. You know what I mean?
I'll play in the volleyball league.
You would?
I would. If we start our own team.
For
if
real.
We can bring our own people.
Next summer.
I got a couple 6'7", 6'8", you know, buddies that'll pull up.
Wow.
You feel
I'm
me?
In.
You feel
I'm
me?
In.
Hey, say less.
I'm in. We're joining the fun league.
Oh, yeah, of course. There's got to be the fun league.
We're in.
And I'm not going to Bradford. Like, we got to go somewhere else.
Oh, we're not?
Like a bar league.
Oh, well, that's what I said yesterday, and then Bradford was fine.
Oh, well, maybe we can't do Bradford.
But
okay.
We'll discuss next. You know, we have a whole year to talk about this. DC, you have a baby on the way, and we're like, let's join a bar league.
The baby can play?
You're right, actually. I'll put your baby in a baby Bjorn. If Aaron needs a night off, I'll be out there playing volleyball. Like, give me the kid. Let's go.
Let's go.
Oh, so there it is. All right. Well, don't forget that we have Jonas Brothers tickets coming up this morning at 7:45.
That is right.
Yep. Uh-huh. Oh, somebody texted in. Did the teammates you don't know that you work at Kiss FM? I have no idea if they knew that, honestly. One did not know at one point because I know one of them didn't. But
better if they didn't?
Yes. It's like I embarrass myself. Snoop Dogg, Kiss FM. It's the weekend.
What are you talking about? It was Normani.
Oh, you're right. That was Khalid and Normani.
I'm playing.
It's the literal weekend, like the day of the week weekend.
Oh, that's what you
mean.
Mm-hmm. And we like to talk about what's happening in Milwaukee and southeastern Wisconsin for the weekend.
So what's up this weekend?
Well, I think we all know the most important thing this weekend is the first weekend of the Wisconsin State Fair.
That's right. It kicked off yesterday.
And we're going to be there tonight because Shaggy and Salt-N-Pepa are playing at the fair tonight.
That's
so we're
right.
going to be there for a little bit. And that's happening. So
that's
you can go
right.
to the fair
yeah.
all weekend
yeah.
long. And if you're not near the Wisconsin State Fair, maybe you're up in Ozaukee County. The Ozaukee County Fair is going on.
Oh, so you could just bop around to different
yeah.
fairs?
That's like Cedarburg-ish right. area, right?
Yeah. Oh, Drake's coming to town, too.
Drake's coming to town, which I don't know if people know this, but he was supposed to play last night.
Yeah.
And they moved it to tonight.
Correct.
So that's happening tonight.
Anybody that found out yesterday, we'll see you tonight.
I haven't seen much about it.
Me
the
neither.
Fact that it got moved, I'm surprised I haven't seen more about it.
Yeah, me neither. Not much.
But that's tonight instead of last night, Drake at the Pfizer. And then the Black Arts Festival is going on Saturday
Fire.
Downtown. So that's at Henry Mayer Festival Park at the Summerfest grounds.
Yep.
So you can go down there and check that out. It's family friendly, lots of stuff going on there. So there's something for everybody.
There's a little bit of everything.
You can bounce around, whether you want to go north, downtown, to the West Dallas, to the State Fair Park.
Like one of my friend's mother says,
mm-hmm.
if you're bored, you're boring. There's plenty to do.
Mm. Without a doubt. And as I was coming home from downtown, I was playing volleyball last night, right?
Yeah.
And I passed the fair on 94. And
oh,
I was like,
yeah. You got excited?
I did.
The fair!
Oh, it was all lit up. The Ferris wheel looked real
Look
pretty.
At the Ferris wheel!
It looks so good. I was like, the fair!
All of a sudden, you're craving cream puffs. You're like, why? Why?
All of a sudden, I was like, oh, I gotta get to the fair now, you know? So enjoy yourself, whatever you're doing. We're gonna do What Would DZ Do coming up next.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the problem is today, but...
It involves hiring people you know to do things and it not going right.
Oh, yes. Ah, I cannot wait for this one, actually. It's next, Kiss FM.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Sometimes it's good advice, sometimes it's bad advice, and sometimes I railroad DZ and tell my advice instead. Because I have an opinion.
I mean, we all got an opinion, and that's what I appreciate about this, y'all.
All right, what's going on? Somebody hired their friend to do work?
Yeah. Excuse me.
This could be awkward.
A little bit.
If this is going where I think it's going.
I think you know.
Yikes.
So Bryn wrote in
uh-huh.
and said, I hired my friend's husband for work, and I regret it.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
One of my good friend's husbands does contract work for a living, so I decided to ask him about doing some renovations in my home. He happily agreed to do it. We were happy with the work he had done, but not for very long.
Oh, no.
Everything took roughly 4 months to complete, and soon after the work was finished, a lot of things became evidently rough. Corners coming up, paint problems, unfinished work behind, hidden behind basically everything.
Oh no!
We brought things up with the hope to get it redone properly, but he was adamant that everything was done properly and refused. Now we're stuck with the work we want fixed and don't know how to move forward. Do we get someone else? Do we try with him again? Do we start a lawsuit? I don't want to ruin a relationship by crossing business and personal matters. Any advice is welcome. Bryn.
She hired her friend's husband to do work on her house, and she's regretting it because it was bad work. And now they're at a crossroads. And he's saying, I did everything right.
I did it right. I did it to code.
Oh, awkward.
And I mean, I'm partly wondering if there was bad work behind everything, or if you're just noticing all the little things now because you got a distaste about the things you don't like.
Yeah.
But either way, you're unhappy. You're unsatisfied as a paying customer.
And now you think your friend has ripped you off.
Right.
Which is the worst part about it. It's not like you're calling a company you hired or a random guy your friend knew. It's your friend that you have to call and say, yo, I think you're taking advantage of me.
Right.
How awkward.
Well, and you don't want to, like she mentioned, ruin a relationship by crossing business and profession. Personal. So what do you necessarily do if you've already tried? I think you tried that once. Like, it's a fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, now you the one, you know.
Do you even stay friends? How awkward.
I think there's a way you can stay friends.
Okay.
There is a way you can stay friends, but it involves getting other people involved.
Okay.
I don't think you need to start a lawsuit.
Yeah.
But I do think
that's a big step.
But I do think you should rehave a conversation and bring up the fact that you cannot pay for other work,
uh-huh,
and you would like that work fixed. I don't know how contract works, you know, happens. If there's a warranty or a guarantee, like a money back thing where if you're unhappy, satisfaction, right? You got to bring some up. I don't think going with somebody else is a smart move, because then that gives them the absolution of like, well, you had somebody else come in and do the work. Maybe it was them. Mm-hmm. When, if and when you're unhappy with the next work that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, somewhere, you got to get them to come back and do the work. They're refusing. You might need to take a little bit of time. You might need to threaten a lawsuit. Not actually go through with it, but talk to the homie. I'd say
there's no way I'd threaten my friends with a lawsuit. I'd take the L and I would disappear.
Really?
Yes. If it was my friends, and I would never hire friends to do work again.
Squash the friendship.
It would be like lesson learned. Yeah, if I felt like they were taking advantage of me and they were refusing to come fix what they did, I would be like, wow, this was a really bad idea.
Well,
I should not have hired my friend's husband. Like, I would never do it again.
Well, because the relationship's already becoming strained on your end.
Yeah.
Now, you don't want to strain it on their end.
And you don't want them to say, well, why didn't you hire me to do the work that you're having somebody else do?
Right. Well, this is why.
This is
why. Because you didn't do it right the first time.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm going. You got to give them an opportunity, because it'll save the relationship and save their profession. Because otherwise, you about to get on Yelp and start giving these bad reviews, baby. Straight
to
up.
To your own friend, though.
To your own friend.
It's because it's the friend that makes it so awkward.
Right.
Like, we're not afraid to call out people that do bad work. It's because they're friends.
They know each other. They have a personal relationship. Maybe the husband doesn't, but the wife has a personal relationship with Bryn.
Listen to this text. Somebody said, if her and her friend are so close, she should be able to talk to her friend. And the husband, you should talk to her husband. So much easier said than done. Because I'm putting myself in a position, I'm trying to, in my mind, envision, like, if I had a friend and her husband was a contractor and he did work on my house, mm-hmm, and he screwed it up really bad,
mm-hmm,
I would be really uncomfortable. I'm not saying I wouldn't say anything, but I don't know how much I would really. I almost might take the L.
And
you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
So Bryn hired her friend's husband to do work because he's a contractor, and she regrets it. She doesn't like the work he did. She told him, and he's like, I think it looks great. Now she doesn't know what to do.
He said, I like it. I ain't gonna fix it.
My work was good. What are you talking about?
Done and done. You already paid me.
Sounds like an alley line. What do you mean? It looks great. Says who? You know who called in, and I knew he would call in. This would trigger him. Our boy, Ryan from Calabama, is on the phone. We're going to pull him up first.
Once I find his song.
I think.
No, I'm playing.
Oh, Lord. Ryan!
Whoa, shots fired on a Friday by DZ. Not finding the song. I know it's been a while, but come on now.
Seriously.
I'm still listening out here.
I thought we lost him in the audit. My bad. Nah, fam.
We
haven't
done the audit. We are going to audit the regulars. We're going to audit the regulars when school starts back up and everybody's definitely in their cars again. And if you don't call in, we're cutting you. That's it. Period. Period.
Represent.
All right, Ryan, let's talk about the real problem today, which is Bryn hired her friend's husband for work and she regrets it.
Yeah, you got me triggered big time on this.
I knew
like,
it.
Oh.
This would make you crazy.
Dude, this man needs to man up. Mm. Grab his cojones and tell him he needs to get his booty over there and fix that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, dude, that's your friend. Yeah, you messed up. You did wrong. If it ain't to their satisfaction and you're a contractor, get over there, fix it, do it right. If you don't want to do it right, then get out of contracting. Sorry.
Ooh.
You're in customer service.
Ryan's like, go over there and fix your work and do it right.
Right.
Yeah.
So what do you say Bryn do in this situation, though? Force him to do it? Like, that's the husband of her friend. What does Bryn have to do? How can Bryn coax him?
Here's where it comes down to. If it took 4 months, it sounds like a large renovation is what they did. So it sounds to me like it's thousands of dollars that they spent on him to come in.
Mm.
So she either, one, needs to take it to a lawsuit and make sure that he comes back and does his work. And if he doesn't, sue him. Because, sorry, that's a lot of money you're spending. You earned that money. You've worked hard for your house to be the way you want it.
Right.
Friendship don't mean crap at that point. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, that friendship don't mean garbage if he ain't going to be doing what he's doing.
That's
he doesn't value his wife.
That's true.
You know?
100%. He's not dealing. Yeah, that's a great point, Ryan.
Very 100%. Valid.
Thank you for that. That was a good, we needed that perspective.
Right?
What were you going to say?
I'm going to spend $30,000. I'm going to I'm going to make sure it's done right. Yeah. And if it ain't done right, guess what? Lawyers are being called, and I'm spending a lawyer fee, and you're going to spend, you're going to pay my lawyer fees, and you're going to give me my money back.
Okay, so do you agree, Ryan, that I say don't hire your friend's husbands, because this is the kind of crap that happens?
You get messy.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that. I agree to an extent.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
who do you call when you need help if you can't call your friend's husband?
Exactly. You support the people that are closest to you. Like, that's the whole circle and cycle of the dollar. Like, I'd love to support somebody I know rather than somebody I don't.
That's the dilemma, right? Right. All right,
I agree with that.
We'll send him your number.
We got you.
Send her my number, bro. I'm down to come in and do that contract work. Let's go.
Hey, give him the quote. That's what he should do. All right.
I got my clipboard already ready. It's got a pen and it's got the fresh quote. We're going to send you the address, dog.
We'll talk to you later,
fam. Bye. I'll be there.
You know what's funny? I can totally picture Ryan with a clipboard pulling up in his big truck. All right, let's get started.
Dog, but that I said that jokingly, but it made me think, what if you do that? That could be a solution right there. Mm-hmm. Get somebody else to give you a quote on the work and then go back to the friend and be like, these are all the things that the other contractor said was wrong since you don't believe me.
So what now?
He's not
going to take any accountability.
Hell no. Nah.
Miko's in Saukville this morning. Good morning, Miko.
Good morning, fam. How's it going?
What's the word, man? We trying to get Bryn some help. Mm-hmm. She done hired her husband, her friend's husband, and regrets it completely. Needs advice. What you got?
You know what? You brought up exactly what I was going to say is that I hire friends all the time.
Yeah.
However, we go through, we walk through, we say exactly what's expected and what we want. There's a good possibility it was one of these friends things. And she's like, well, I want this area redone. I want this done. But nothing was ever specific.
Mm.
So it may not be his fault 100%. However, if it's not done, let's say, up to code, or if something's not done correctly, yeah, he has to fix that.
Right.
But if they didn't talk about exactly what they wanted, there's going to be some miscommunication there.
That's true. Mm-hmm. How many times have you done something like that where you assume people realize what you want, or you say, do it good, but do it cheap?
But those two things don't coincide. What a contractor should do throughout the whole job, be checking in and going, this. I mean, isn't that partially on the contractor?
Not when they're friends.
No. That's the problem is when you hire friends, it's like, okay, well, I'll come in, I'll do this. Thankfully, I have friends that, you know, I have a friend who just did a concrete pad for me. And I was like, hey, I want it this size. He's like, well, that's kind of stupid. He's like, why don't you go ahead and do it this size? Yeah. It ties up to your building and you don't have like an 8-inch grass to cut. I'm like, ooh, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
So your friends that are friends are going to look out for you.
Yeah, and tell you when you're being stupid.
True.
That's funny,
exactly.
Yeah.
I think it's the separation, right? You didn't hire your friend. You hired your friend's husband.
Yeah.
He don't care about y'all like she do.
So awkward,
And that's the thing. And I wanted to let you guys know, we'll be listening to you from Puerto Rico while we get married this weekend, next weekend.
Guapa!
De
Puerto Rico.
I didn't know you guys were getting married now. It's happening.
No, I ain't get my flight or nothing.
Where's my invite?
Yeah. It's on Facebook. I told everybody, whoever can fly down, fly down. It's going to be a party.
Let's go. In Puerto Rico, it's going to be, you know, cost effective to a few degrees. You know what I'm saying?
I love the Wisconsin State Fair, but unfortunately, that's where I have to be instead of Puerto Rico. I mean, what the hell, Miko? But,
man, we send you the greatest of vibes from here. Man, can't wait to be live in Puerto Rico.
thanks, brother. Yeah, like I said, looking forward to it. But nah, you know what? Sorry, Allie. I'll always hire friends because I want to spread the wealth among friends.
I get that, Miko. Well, hey, good luck on your wedding and have fun in Puerto Rico. We're so glad you're going to listen on the Odyssey app. We'll be here. We'll be thinking about you, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Later, man. I tell him to call, but I don't want him to hit them international charges.
Well, he'll be fine.
Well, no, technically, Puerto Rico's... No, you're good. That's
good.
That's local.
Okay.
Hit us up.
Just dial one first. Let's go to Lindsay in Franksville quick and see what she thinks about this. Because Bryn hired her friend's husband, doesn't like the work he did. He doesn't think anything's wrong with it, though. Lindsay!
Hey!
What's your advice?
I'm going to mark this on the calendar. I partially agree with DZ this morning.
Wow.
Save the day.
Save it, man.
Wow.
This never happens.
Oh, my gosh. tell me how. I mean, why? I mean, just talk.
Wow.
So I think that she has to go and get another quote. Yeah, like so many people are like, free quote.
True.
And just to see what's going on. Okay, this is this. And then show the friend. Don't show the husband. Be like, go to the friend. If you guys are this close to friends, then you should be able to talk to her. Be like, hey, like, I tried to bring this up with him. He's saying it's fine, but this person is, like, noticing there's this, you know? Uh-huh. And so, but if they're that close to friends, she should be able to go to her and be like, help me out here. Like, talk to her husband and get...
But Lindsay, I agree. But then when I put myself in that position, I get cringeworthy. Like, yeah. I agree with you.
There's no way I would do that.
it's not advice for me, but I'm telling Bryn to go ahead.
This is what I mean.
This isn't what would Lindsay do. This is what would Bryn do.
I love it.
She said, forget about what I would do. Oh,
Lindsay said, nobody said my advice was good either. I'm just saying.
Yeah. What you should do. Oh,
just Lindsay. Blame me. I'll accept it, Lindsay. Nah, I like it, though. It's just tough because I bet you Bryn wasn't trying to go through the friend.
Yeah.
She was trying to keep it professional and talk business about business and leave that alone. But Lindsay's got it on point. You got to go to the friend now.
Lindsay, you're right. Thanks for calling, girl.
No problem. Have a good one, guys.
You too. Later.
We don't have time for Dan in Waukesha, but just pull him up so I can acknowledge him and say, Dan, it's day 4. Congratulations. You better be back to get your theme song next week. You got me?
Oh, I got you.
All right, Dan. We love you. You know where we'll be tonight? If you see us at the State Fair, yes, you did.
Yeah, you did.
DZ and I are going to be at the Wisconsin State Fair out there for Shaggy and Salt-N-Pepa, introing them.
Just some slight, you know.
Because they're playing tonight, and then next Friday we'll be at Ludacris at the Wisconsin State Fair.
You know, just some slight, you know. No, it's nothing slight. This is so cool.
It is cool. I got all the feels when I drove by Wisconsin State Fair last night on my way home because I was like, it's all lit up. It looks so pretty.
On your way home from volleyball?
Yes. Yes, I did play volleyball. If you want to know about it, go back and listen to the show later because we post the whole show.
Yeah.
But I wanted to bring up that they made a new policy for the Wisconsin State Fair.
What do you mean?
They have said they want everyone to know that this year, in order to get through security, anyone under the age of 18 must be with a parent or legal guardian after 5 p.m.
Mm.
So you can send your teens all day long, but after 5 p.m., you got to be with a parent if you're under 18 to avoid any problems. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. These kids go out there, they start causing problems, acting like kids.
Well,
there's
kids
no parent around.
Kids being kids without parents.
It's a pain in the
ass.
Come on
now. We used to be reckless.
So I get it. Why they're going to do that. So
how are you going to even enforce?
You know what?
It's not for me to question. Some of these kids look grown.
Well, last year the cutoff time was 6. They're moving it up.
Up an hour. Hopefully that helps, you know, keep everybody having fun, enjoying the evening.
I agree, though. I don't know how that works, but.
You start checking IDs?
I guess.
Arresting toddlers?
I would.
Sammy, come here.
I'd be like, you ate too many ice cream cones. Get over here. Give me that cheese curd in your left hand that you're squeezing really tight because you're 2.
All you got to do is look for the ice cream ring around the mouth and you know they're underage. Oh, they're kids. They've been eating ice cream all day.
Meanwhile, the mom's at the beer tent. Hold on.
I'm right here.
I was getting a beer.
Dang, man. I'm right here. He's with me. He's good.
I love the Wisconsin State Fair. If we see you out there tonight. Yes, we did, and it'll be awesome.
We
say
sure
hi
did.
For sure. So it'll be going on for the next 2 weekends. We're going to be having a good time at it. By the way, we're going to be doing Am I the Jerk next.
Okay.
You ready for this?
No.
Well, you better be. It involves not wanting your kids to play with the neighbor kids.
Bet.
Gets awkward.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Rachel wrote in and wants to be anonymous, so that's not really her name.
Bet.
But she did email us at amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. You have a dilemma, a moral dilemma, or something you're not sure about? Email us.
Hit us up.
We'll air it out.
Mm-hmm.
And every single email seems to be the same. I never thought I'd be writing into the show, but here I am.
And here we are.
Here we are. So Rachel said, am I the jerk if we don't let our kids have contact with the neighbor kids? She said, I have a weird one for am I the jerk. We've lived in our neighborhood for 4 years. We have a lot of kids in the area, which is super awesome for our 2 kids. We met 2 kids that mine clicked with right away. Similar ages, similar likes and dislikes. But the first time we met the mom, she informed us she was under the influence. Red flag. We've allowed our 4 kids to be friends with boundaries and hang out, but they've not been good influences to each other. Unfortunately, on a couple of occasions, one of my kids is allowed to hang out inside, but the other's not.
What?
We feel like the mom is grooming our child. We don't really like how either child is being treated.
Mm.
So I'm I'm ready to call her out and call social services, but I don't want her children to suffer unnecessarily.
Right.
They've been handed a crap hand and they deserve better, but I'm worried for my kids as well as hers. We've decided that they are not allowed over to this woman's house, but am I the jerk if I say no contact at all and I call the police if necessary?
Ooh.
I'm a protective parent, but something doesn't feel right and I want both of our kids to be in a safe place. Oh, this is so awkward, Rachel. So Rachel wants to know, is she the jerk if they don't let their kids have contact with the neighbor kids?
And call the cops if necessary?
Which I don't know what.
How bad is this that you feel like you need to call the cops for the safety of these kids and your kids? Like, what?
Something's, that would have to be pretty serious.
Something's off. Something's off about all of this.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I am leaning towards the mind your business mentality, though, mm-hmm. because clearly the kids are okay mm-hmm. and are playing with other kids. Now, what's awkward is you bringing the kid in and only one, not the other.
It is weird to have one in the house, and that's strange.
I'm not mad at the fact that she said you can't play with the kids. Mm-hmm. What I'm mad at the fact is that she said, I'm ready to call the cops. Like, if you're ready to call the cops, then that probably means you should have.
Right.
Right?
What are you questioning? Yeah.
But if you're questioning mm-hmm. something, there's some moral fiber in your being going, maybe I don't need to, maybe I'm overthinking it, and that's where I'm thinking you're overthinking.
Mm.
I'm leaning towards yes, the jerk.
Mm.
She's not minding enough of her own business.
Mm-hmm.
Those aren't her kids.
Mm-hmm.
You protect yours.
I do agree with that. Like, she, unless she has some huge, like, oh, this, I see this kid's getting abused.
Right.
But the mom was drunk one day. Well, I can show you 19 stay-at-home moms who are drunk on wine. You want me to find them for you?
Right. Under the influence of what?
I'm not saying
right?
it's okay. I'm just saying, what else is going on that I'm missing that you want to call the police and social services?
There's layers. And I'm wondering
it's
what the layers
are. Negligence or abuse or something.
She feels something. Because but the grooming, that's that quote unquote grooming made me feel mad weird.
That's a big word.
Right. That right. And it can mean a whole
word.
Especially nowadays, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leaning towards yes, though. Yes, the jerk, because you don't need to call the cops on nobody.
Chill out.
Just chill out. Mm-hmm. Your kids are good. That's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I don't know, because see something, say something, DZ.
Dog, I know.
I don't think she's the jerk for saying no contact.
No?
Mm-mm. No, this is tough because you got to live by these people. This is where you get screwed. If you don't like the neighbor kids, you're in trouble,
they
man.
They are your neighbors,
you're
bruh.
In trouble. This is so hard.
Yeah, they are your neighbors.
What
I mean,
are you going to do? All the kids are outside playing and not yours because the other kids? It's such a weird dynamic,
you
right?
got to protect the block, though.
You
got to protect the block. I mean, and that's the block.
Mm-hmm.
If you're seeing something going crazy wrong, maybe she does feel like she's got mm-hmm. a piece of those kids, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Each one teach one, and she's trying to teach a few.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 414-533-1037. Is Rachel the jerk if she doesn't let her kids have contact with the neighbor kids and calls the police if necessary? She going too far?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, she
man.
Is. Yeah.
I got to take calls and texts next for sure. For sure. Oh, the texts are already coming in.
Ooh.
Don't worry. We're going to read them next. Absolutely. 103.7 Kiss FM with Chingy.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, Rachel wrote into the show. Wants to know if she's the jerk if they don't let their kids have contact with the neighbor kids and maybe call the police if necessary.
There's clearly some safety concerns, right?
Yeah. Let's go to Amanda and Racine, our girl who called 5 days in a row and's got her own theme song. Amanda.
Number one.
I came in fiery.
All right, Amanda. What do you think? Is Rachel the jerk if she doesn't let her kids have contact with the neighbor kids and maybe calls the cops on them?
Maybe.
Well, I think she's being a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, you're living in the wrong state because we drink Wisconsinably out here.
Thank you.
So there's going to be alcohol
mm-hmm.
around.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you're taking it too far. Just bring the kids to your house mm-hmm. and problem solved.
Oh, I do like that.
Oh, where you can keep an eye on them and you know everyone's safe.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, because Miko wrote it and said, parents with kids drink, period.
I mean, people drink, period.
Kids are the reason we drink. And if you don't have kids, you got your own other
yes.
reasons.
But then we all think of the flip. Now the other friend's mother, the other neighborhood mother can go, now, are you grooming my kids? Why are they always at your house?
Right.
Like, is this this whole conversation can get really weird really quick, man.
I need more details about why she thinks what her kid's being groomed. Because she doesn't say anything about it. But Amanda says jerk for sure.
Yeah.
I say jerk.
Okay,
perfect.
All right, girl. Thanks for calling.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
All right, Lynn is in Milwaukee. Milwaukee this morning. Good morning, Lynn.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. What do you think? Is Rachel a jerk if she doesn't let the kids play with the neighbor kids and maybe calls the cops on the mom?
Let us know. Talk to us.
I say not the jerk.
Go on. Mm-hmm.
I feel like yes, I know that some people sometimes go overboard, but I think that she should trust her gut feeling on it. I think sometimes as parents, we try to turn the blind eye saying like, oh, maybe I'm overthinking it. Maybe I'm overreacting.
Yeah.
And maybe you're freaking not. And maybe that person really is trying to groom your child or doing things worse to their own kids. Who knows? But I say trust your gut ending. Don't let your kids play with them. Because also, too, the kids can have bad habits, and that's rubbing off on your kids.
Well, environment is everything.
Everything.
Influences everything.
Mm-hmm.
I know which one of my friends are good influences and which ones are bad.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Well, I only looked at you when I said bad.
Yeah, I know. Why are you looking at me like that? Lynn, what's going on here? Did I just get called a bad influence?
Whoops, that was my bad. I meant to not make eye contact when I said that. My bad, DZ.
Lynn saying, no, not the jerk. You're protecting yours.
And I get it, because this is the dilemma. This is the moral dilemma, is that how many times that things happen in neighborhoods and people go, nobody said or saw anything.
Nobody knew.
Or later the neighbors go, well, I kind of thought they were weird, but I didn't. I just turned
right.
I minded my own business because I didn't want to get involved. But then if you get involved, there's no problem. You look like a nut.
You look like now you the fool and now you the crazy one on the block.
This is the dilemma. But if, you know, there is something to, if you feel like something's going on and someone's not safe, you should say something.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah. Right. Nah, Lynn, we appreciate it. We're split. Not the jerk, she says.
All right, so let's go to Brett in Tosa this morning. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good, and you're the tiebreaker, my friend.
You get to decide. What do you think, man?
Listen, this lady's a jerk. You got to mind your own business. Mm. If she had a real reason to call the cops, she should have done it by now.
Mm. Yes, King. Yes.
That part is right.
It's just too simple just to mind your own business. Mm-hmm. Just worry about your own kids. Worry about yourself.
Mm-hmm. And move on with your life. Because he's right. If you don't have a specific reason, if you have something to say, what are you going to call the cops and say?
I think that there's maybe a possible, a potential of, and they're going to be like, okay, well, if it's a potential, click.
Imagine, I get a weird vibe from the neighbors. Well, did anything happen? No. They let one kid in and not the other. And?
Do you see the other kid? Yes.
Are they alive? We don't know what the other kid's like either. So maybe he's kind of different. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's true, man. I hear it, Brett.
Thanks for calling, Brett. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys. Have a good morning.
You too, man. Thank you.
I can see the texts and they're all good. Somebody said, trust your intuition and your gut, not the jerk.
Yeah.
Somebody said, folks need to be careful using the term grooming with zero context. I agree.
Thank you.
That makes me uncomfortable. You better know what you're talking about if you're going to use that word on somebody.
That part.
Because that's a serious, serious thing.
That's a serious allegation.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And then somebody else said, do we know that under the influence, quote unquote, refers to alcohol?
Ah, that part. Because no, we don't.
We don't.
We know the influence can be under in many different types.
So we don't know that. And somebody else said, DZ, you brought me back to El Barrio. You always protect the block.
Ah, the neighborhood. El Barrio, the neighborhood. You always protect the block.
But calling cops don't screw up someone's life because you don't agree. Now, if there's something, speak up.
I feel like we can handle our own. Mm-hmm. Usually, man. And you should be comfortable on your own block going to your people.
Mm-hmm.
That's your community.
Ooh, all right. Well, it is jerk. That is what we decided about Rachel today.
Dang, son.
Mm-hmm. All right, coming up next, it's your last chance at Jonas Brothers tickets. Yeah, I said next. Next. Just hold on.
Not now. Next.
Less than 3 minutes for Jonas Brothers tickets. Somebody is going to see the Jonas Brothers. You can't even buy the tickets until today, DZ.
No, you can't even buy them yet. You still got to wait for a little bit in the day.
I mean, maybe if you have a pre-sale code. But most people cannot buy them until today, okay?
True.
You got to get them here at Kiss FM if I'm keeping it 100. Today's the last day we're giving these away before they officially go on sale to the public. The Jonas Brothers, we announced, are coming to the Pfizer Forum on November 20th.
And it's going to be a show of all shows. I mean, the bros are back in town.
They're back together.
The band is back together.
They dropped their other stuff to come back.
Think of how many chances you're going to have before they go on and do their own respective things. I'm not trying to put this pressure on you, but the Jonas Brothers being here is a big deal.
Yes, 100%. We've got two tickets to caller number 33. 414-533-1037. You got to dial 1, which I know, DZ, you laugh when I say that.
I do.
But I was trying to call somebody the other day. I didn't realize you got to put 1 in front of it now. Nobody told me this.
It's 1414.
I couldn't figure out why the phone number wasn't working. And DZ's like, you got to put 1. I go, no, you don't. He goes, and then it worked when I put 1. I felt so dumb.
Yep. 1414.
1414-533-1037. Caller 33 is a winner. DZ just said, get her pregnant.
Well, that's what I mean, to totally be locked up. You get her pregnant and boom, that's how it happens, Papa. I mean, they were wondering. I gave you the answer.
DZ, you're killing me. Get her pregnant.
That's my wife.
I was going to say, to be totally locked up by you. I was going to say, send flowers. You're like, get her pregnant.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Like, I guess you can start off slow, sure.
That escalated quickly.
If you into that kind of thing.
The Jonas Brothers are coming to town, the Pfizer Forum, on November 20th. Kate is on the phone in Tulsa. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
What are you up to this morning in Tulsa?
I'm getting ready for work, and I had to perfectly time my calls to you guys because I'm on the Odyssey app, and so there's a slight delay. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad.
But you made it! That's my girl!
Well, you are on the line. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean you're a winner, mm-hmm. though. No, no, no.
No, no, no. Are you ready for your hard-hitting question to win Jonas Brothers tickets?
Yes.
All right. How many guys are in the Jonas Brothers? How many guys in the group?
3.
Are you sure?
Final?
Final answer.
Final, final?
Double final?
Final. Triple final.
Oh, triple.
That's pretty decided.
All right, fine. You're going. Hey!
We're so dramatic.
I know. We're like, how many?
You forgot Frankie.
I'm guessing myself.
Well, that was kind of the goal. You start wondering if you're crazy because we're like, are you sure?
Gaslighting.
Wait, is Frankie in the group now?
Listen. Don't blame me for gaslighting. I learned from the best dating apps.
Webba.
Kate, you're going to see the Jonas Brothers on November 20th at the Pfizer. Tickets aren't even on sale until today. So congratulations.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Hold on. We're going to get all your info, Kate. And if you didn't win this week, you can buy them when they go on sale. But you can also go to our website. We're giving away a trip to see them wherever you want.
Oh, you thought it was just the Pfizer? Mm-hmm. Nah, we putting you on a plane. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
1037kissfm.com. Enter to win that on the side. Because, hello, who wouldn't want to win a trip to go see the Jonas Brothers?
Can Kate double up, go to the Pfizer and go to wherever else she wants
if
she wins
online? Kate can do whatever she wants. Kate can.
Okay.
So good luck. Yeah, all right. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Wow, I'm already a Swiftie. I'm already obsessed with Taylor Swift. She can do no wrong. Don't tell me you don't like her. I don't want to hear it. This is another reason why right here. Did you hear she gave $55 million in bonuses to everyone working on her tour?
She gave everybody a $55 million bonus?
I wish. They totaled $55
million. Dang.
Everyone. Everyone helping her on tour, including $100,000 to the truck drivers hauling equipment from city to city. So they're already getting paid. And then she's giving them a bonus to everyone on top of it.
Man.
And it's life-changing for some of these people is what they're saying. These are just people like us. To give them, some of them aren't homeowners.
Right.
Some of them, you know, would like to buy a house and put a down payment on a home. This can do that for people.
Oh, you just got a nice little down payment.
I got goosebumps. It's a game changer. And man. I think Taylor Swift knows that. And this is just another reason I love her.
She gave $100,000 to her truck drivers?
Mm-hmm. Just hauling equipment.
I knew I should have got my CDL, man. I knew I should have got...
You're killing me. I love it. Taylor, this is why I love her. You know?
Yeah.
All that money and still going, you know what? I made all this money on this tour. Give it back to all the people that are helping me.
Big ups to her. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of that. She that much.
She's got that Ed Sheeran vibe where they just remain down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
All this fame. You shut down Ticketmaster for crying out loud.
Literally.
And you're still thinking about people around you. Like, I love that.
You just gave your people $55 million. Mm-hmm. You put $55 million on the table and said, y'all split that. Y'all go ahead, split that.
The entire tour is generated it's generated an estimated $300
million.
So, but she's still giving. Think about that. That's a lot. $300 million is a ton, but think about that. That's still a huge chunk to give away, and I think that's amazing.
That's a healthy chunk, man, and it makes me more of a Swiftie, too. I ain't gonna lie. You gotta respect it.
I love her, man. So they're Oh, brand new Doja Cat and Odyssey world premiere. It's called Paint the Town Red, and I'm here for it.
I'm not mad at it at all, man. I really enjoy that song.
Mm-hmm. Not mad at all. No, Doja Cat hasn't come out with a song I didn't like. I was trying to think of one we played, and I went, ugh, and all of them have been songs I love.
And I make fun of various artists, and I remember when she went, I'm going to become a rapper, and not, and I was like, dude, stick to what you know. Mm-hmm. If this is her being a rapper, I think she's good.
She's got it. It's fine. By the way, I did play beach volleyball last night, and if you want to hear the update, you're going to have to listen back to the show later, because we already gave it.
Mm-hmm. And we always post the whole show on the Odyssey app. You can go back, Ali and DZ on demand.
A friend of mine didn't even know that, and I was offended. I was like, really? You're one of my good friends? You didn't know we post the show? She goes, I can go back and listen. I go, to the whole show, because she asked me a question, like, what happened? I heard half of this, and then I had to go into my kids' school. I go, we post the whole show. Go back and listen.
And they went, what?
They literally went, were like, I didn't know that.
How good of a friend are they?
Every day you can listen to our podcast. Just stop it now.
If you ain't know, now you know.
If you know every detail about my job, what kind of friend are you? Huh,
and you call yourself my bestie. Rude.
So yeah, go back and listen. We always post it after the show every single day with no music and no commercials. It's good stuff. Coming up next, though, we have to talk about your wife and pregnancy.
Oh, yeah.
Can we do that?
Of course we can.
Okay, good. Because I have some questions and I know you've got answers.
Maybe. If not, we'll ask my wife.
All right, good. Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
Yeah, buddy. What's the word?
How pregnant's your wife now?
6 months pregnant.
Are we 6 months?
Yeah, we're six months.
Ooh, baby's due November.
November. So we're coming up on 6 months, basically.
Are you going to announce the gender?
At some point. Okay. Yeah, at some point. We're just not ready to publicize it yet.
No pressure.
We haven't been super candid.
Do you know what it is?
We do. Okay. We do know what it is. We haven't been super candid, per se. So we've leaked it a little bit.
I know what it is. I just want to know if you're going to say it on the air, because you know I got a big mouth. But I've told no one. No one.
Put your right hand in the air and say it again.
I can't, because I told Owen and Hudson.
Well, that's okay.
Which might have been stupid, because they got big mouths.
Oh, so they told everybody.
We got to do it before they go back to school.
Okay, bet. Perfect.
Because they'll tell everybody at school what DZ and Aaron are having.
And then the whole world go nuts.
You said, put your hand up. I said, I can't.
I told my kids. I told the boys, and they might snitch.
They're going to snitch. They're definitely going to snitch.
I ain't even mad at it, man.
But we will find out what you're having. That'll be exciting.
Yeah. We're going to share. Of course. Mm-hmm. We're not just going to let it be a surprise to everybody, even though we could.
You could. What's going on with her pregnancy cravings? Is it a lot like last time? The same? No different?
There's been a few changes. You know what I mean? And I mean, as far as cravings go, I don't think there's been any crazy, wild cravings. Just more or less craving a lot of pad thai. Yeah.
Okay. Is that a normal thing for her?
Yeah. So the pregnancy just amplified a lot of the cravings that she's like, oh, well, today I definitely want to eat this or definitely want to eat that. But my wife has gone through a pretty major change, which actually happened with our firstborn.
Uh-huh.
And she was hoping she's going to get it back with this nextborn.
What?
But we don't know. My wife's taste changed.
With the pregnancy?
With pregnancy.
No kidding. What
and
happened?
It was something I guess I didn't know. You know, they always say kids take so much from you. Nah, our son, the son we have, Samurai Sammy, literally took something from my wife, took her taste. But my wife likes spicy.
Yeah.
Now, not crazy spicy, you know, not no habaneros, you know, but she
likes flavor and spice. Yeah.
Lost the spice, man. Sammy took the full spice load.
She doesn't like spicy anymore?
She can't do spicy anymore.
Stop it.
She still likes it. She just has always gotten away with getting through it. She can't get through it no more.
What do you mean get through it?
When it's spicy, you go, ooh, it's spicy, huh? But you keep eating. She can't even do that. She's going, oh no, I gotta stop. He took her spice completely. And I'll give you the perfect example.
Okay.
Yesterday, we were eating lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I had some spicy chips.
Mm-hmm.
Who comes up and asks for a chip? Our son, young Samurai.
And he eats them.
And they're spicy. They're Takis.
Oh, I don't even eat those.
Those are spicy. But to a lot of people.
I'm a chicken, though, I admit it.
But young Sammy took my wife's spice, and she hasn't been able to get it back. So she's got fingers crossed that this next kid pops out and she can get some of her spice back.
That is so weird. I mean, when you think about it, though, you think about, like, you're growing a human being. Like,
right.
Your body. Think about that for a minute, what the body's actually going through.
Right.
Sometimes I get blown away that I grew two human beings. And I think I'm dreaming. Like,
I
for
did
real.
That.
It's a dream sometimes. You're like, this is not real.
I grew them.
How did that happen?
You grew them inside your body.
It's just crazy that a woman grows. And it doesn't have to be, people have kids all kinds of ways now.
Yeah. Well, when you
it's
write it on paper.
It's amazing that a woman can grow a human in their body. It blows my mind.
You like, write it on paper like, and it sounds like a fantasy.
I don't want to sound like we're stoned in a basement, but I'm like, it freaks me out when I really think about this. Like, what? This is crazy.
Don't want to sound like we're in that 70s show in
yeah.
the circle.
Like having deep thoughts, but man, that's weird.
Have you ever thought about pregnancy?
Seriously.
Whoa.
It's so weird. But I do get it. So it took away her spicy stuff.
Yeah.
Though.
Did you notice anything like that with, I mean, you had two, right?
Yeah. The only thing I remember vividly with Hudson was I wanted the 2 cheeseburger meal from McDonald's every day.
Every day?
And I don't know why. It's not like it was my go-to or what I eat or that was the one thing. Yeah. I always wanted a 2 cheeseburger meal. Like every day I was like, oh, I want a 2 cheeseburger meal.
That is funny.
I want a 2 cheeseburger meal.
Because you did.
That's my one craving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You sparked the thought. My wife normally gets the hamburger. She's been loving the cheeseburgers lately. And that's all me. Yo, that's crazy.
I just had another thought.
What happened?
How did this never occur to me?
What?
Do you know what? Hudson orders the same thing no matter where we go every day of his life. And if they don't have it, he gets upset.
Really? What is it?
A cheeseburger.
Oh!
I swear to God, no matter where we go, he asks for a cheeseburger. How did I never correlate those two?
Did he take your cheeseburger love? Now he
Maybe.
Loves the cheeseburgers.
I swear, I never put, like a dummy, I never put that together.
Well, think about it. The association.
I ate cheeseburgers my entire pregnancy, and that's literally all he eats now.
And he
that's
loves
so funny.
Cheeseburgers.
It's probably a coincidence.
And for Aaron, Sammy took her spice. Mm. Sammy loves spicy food. Them chips. Oh, he'll come up to me.
Unbelievable.
Uno. And he sticks his tongue out.
Mm. Oh.
So he can taste it, make sure it's not too spicy.
It's so good you're doing that early, by the way.
Is
like
it?
The spicy stuff? Yeah. That's
okay.
How you get him to do it. Like
I was
my
hoping
kids would never.
I was hoping I wasn't going to mess up his stomach early because,
oh.
You know, I'm weird and paranoid.
No,
like
it's
that.
Good for kids to have all that stuff early. So they like it and they're ready for it. I'm all for that, man. Okay. So we want to talk about how did your taste or your significant others or your baby mamas or your sisters or your mom's taste, how did it change when they were pregnant? Did they have a craving? Did they lose something?
Yeah.
Did their kids steal their love for cheeseburgers or spicy food? 414-533-1037. We're going to talk about it next. Oh, hello. Sorry. I couldn't help but laugh because our coworker just came in the building. Our new coworker.
Yeah.
And looked DZ dead in the eyes and said, is your son's real name Samurai? To which I started giggling.
I wanted to say yeah, but I couldn't. I couldn't. I was about to be like, yeah. Yeah, of course.
She was so serious and innocent. That was so funny about it.
She asked so seriously, I almost believed it.
Is your son's name Samurai?
No.
Samuel.
Samuel. Sammy.
Samuel.
Samurai.
Depending on who's saying it.
Yeah.
Samuel.
If you're pronouncing it correctly, it's Samuel.
It's not Samurai. But I call him Baby Sammy.
That's
until
right.
The other baby comes. We're talking about pregnancy cravings and whatnot. Saucy Sandra's on the phone.
Oh.
You know, she's going to have something to say about this.
I'm different, yeah.
Sandra!
I'm different. Hey there. Hey, good morning. Happy Friday.
Hey. Yeah, wepa.
So, wepa.
Listen, what changed when you had kids?
Okay, so with my youngest, I craved Atomic Fireball, and now she eats hot stuff.
Interesting.
With my second one, I craved salad, and he loves his vegetables.
Oh. Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. But like the first one, yeah, that was horrible. I will not eat certain eggs anymore, the way eggs are cooked.
Oh.
With a runny yolk. Yep. Nope. Can't do it anymore.
Oh, she doesn't like runny eggs after having kids.
After having kids?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
I wonder what changes that. Like, because obviously there's a whole chemistry change then chemical balance, right?
Mm-hmm.
But where kids just take things from you so freely?
Yeah.
Yo!
Oh my gosh. You don't even know. Our feet grow in size. It's horrible.
Yeah. Somebody, you're growing a human, though. That's what's so miraculous
exactly.
about it.
Facts.
Whoever texted in and they said, if I saw a commercial for Boston Market or drove by it while I was pregnant, it was a wrap.
It was over. I was hitting that bar up.
Oh, they said they got nauseous, but they used to really like chicken. No!
Yo.
If someone ruined my love for Boston Market, I would come for them. I swear. I love some Boston Market. I'm mad they closed the one on Highway 100 and Cleveland, to be quite honest.
You hear that, Boston Market? Where y'all at?
I'll still go to Target and Burger King right there, but I'm still mad about it. Sandra, thanks for calling.
No problem, you guys. Have a great Friday and a nice weekend, and enjoy salt and pepper.
Hey, yeah, thank you.
Thank you. We will. Bye. All right. Kathleen is in New Berlin this morning. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning.
What was your pregnancy cravings, or what did you lose?
Right, what changed?
So,
My very first pregnancy with my son, it was chocolate chip ice cream. To this day, my son will devour any type of chocolate chip ice cream if you put it near him. Me, I can't even stand to look at it.
Ah.
For my daughter, before I was pregnant, I couldn't do spice at all, like none. And my ex-husband was an executive chef. And with my daughter's pregnancy, I ate nothing but super spicy biryani, rice, and goat. And
what?
Yeah, like I would be like, this isn't spicy enough. He'd look at me and be like, what?
Are you crazy?
Yeah.
Whoa, your kid gave you spice.
Yeah.
I would just like, I won't eat anything else but that. And to this day, my daughter loves rice and, you know, good flavored spice. And
you know,
she
funny.
Even eats goat.
It's almost like you lost your taste buds and you had to keep adding and adding and adding to get the flavor. And yep. Erin almost got hers accentuated in some way,
mm-hmm.
and she needed to back
mm-hmm.
down.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Interesting.
Well, I'm noticing a pattern that everything everybody's saying is like, oh, I used to crave it so much and now my kids love it, but now I can't stand it.
Yeah.
They literally took that from you.
True.
I will literally mow down on some good biryani and some goat.
Okay, cool. Kathleen got to keep her spice.
And I was going to say, my mom.
Like, it's amazing.
You know, like, your mom loves to tell stories. Like, my mom will always be like, I ate so many Doritos when I was pregnant with you. And my mom eats Doritos, okay?
Yep. Well,
I've seen my mom eat plenty of Doritos.
Lemon. Lemon Lay's. The lemon lime Lay's.
There's lemon. Oh, I was like, there's lemon
The limon.
Lay's.
The limon.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I will tear them up. And my mom said she ate a bag every day when she was
See?
Pregnant with me. Now, and I love lemon.
You should thank her.
I should thank her. And thank you, Kathleen.
Yep. Bye, Kathleen.
Bye, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Later.
Corey is in West Dallas this morning. Corey, what changed for you with pregnancy with eating?
I actually developed allergies from both of my kids.
No.
Those little jerks. Little punks.
After I had my daughter, I developed an allergy to fennel, which is a seasoning in sausage, so I no longer can eat any type of sausage, pretty much.
Yikes.
And with my son,
sausage.
Yeah. And then with my son, I developed an allergy to grapefruit, mango, pineapple, any type of like citrusy fruit.
No.
And
I cannot do spicy food anymore either after having him.
Unbelievable.
So you like my wife.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'd argue. I'm done having kids.
I'm done giving them my life.
They're ruining everything.
They took my spice. They took my mangoes.
Rude.
Man.
Thanks for calling.
Have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Corey.
Julie in Oak Creek texted in and said she was lactose intolerant before she got pregnant, and that went away with both pregnancies. But then both of her girls were lactose intolerant for the first year of their life.
Weird.
So much weird.
Somebody else said, I craved hot dogs while pregnant with my son. He loves hot dogs, and to this day, I ain't touched one since he was born.
Girl,
16 years ago.
You're craving for your hot dogs, what you got you in this to begin with. Okay.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.